The fourth Sunday of the season of Easter is called Good Shepherd Sunday because we get to hear the gospel where the Lord Jesus declares that he is a good shepherd. And he is a good shepherd because the good shepherd is willing to die for the sheep. And of course, the Lord Jesus has proven that to us by dying, suffering, and dying on the cross. But he rose from the dead so that he is a powerful shepherd. But it seems to me that the question at hand is not about whether Jesus is a good shepherd. I mean, he has proven that to us. The question that we need to ask ourselves on this Good Shepherd Sunday is, are we good sheep to the good shepherd? The problem, of course, is that we don't want to be sheep. I, once again, have gone on the internet to check and see throughout our whole country of the United States if there's any sport team that has chosen a sheep for their mascot, And I will tell you, none. I have found teams that have chosen animals like dogs, tigers, panthers, elephants, crocodiles, alligators, hornets, rams, falcons, mustangs, cougars, lions, no sheep. I've also found wolves, sharks, and UC Santa Cruz. Their mascot is, do you know? Banana slugs. Banana slugs, but no sheep, okay? I found universities that have chosen horned frogs, spiders, even bumblebees. And I even found chipmunks, but no sheep. I found blobfish. Do you even know what a blobfish is? Go on the internet and see. It's really ugly. And there are turkeys for their mascots, skunks. And there's one team in the nation that have their mascot as the dodos. Dodos, they even went out of existence. And yet there's a mascot, but no sheep. We don't want to be sheep because sheep don't have wings to fly away. Sheep don't have shell to draw into. Sheep don't run very fast. Sheep are just sheep. So we don't want to be sheep, you see? And yet, the Lord Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep hear my voice. The question, my brothers and sisters, is not whether Jesus is the good shepherd. The question is whether you and I are good sheep to the Lord Jesus. You see, the sheep are not good to protecting themselves. There are only two ways that the sheep can be safe. One is by the protection of the shepherd. Completely dependent on the shepherd to protect them. Two, they huddle together. You may not know this. Sheep are safe when they huddle together in the flock. Because the wolves, you see, this is scientific. The wolves, when they see a flock of sheep huddling close together, they cannot distinguish, their eyesight cannot distinguish the individual sheep. All they see is a big blob of white fleas, you know. So they can't do anything about that. So they kind of wait around until one of the sheep wanders away from the flock, and that's how the wolf can pick off the sheep as individuals away from the flock. What are we doing here at Mass every Sunday, my brothers and sisters? We are sheep huddling together. One of the things that people get wrong, and so wrong, is that they think that this whole life is all about them and God, okay? So if I am not good, okay, God will forgive me. If I do wrong, I ask God for forgiveness, and God will forgive me eventually when I ask. And God is so loving and so merciful, and so, you know, meanwhile, I can kind of be who I am, do whatever I'm doing, in the back of my mind, knowing that God is there. Okay, I mean, that's good and fine. That's fine theology. The only thing that is missing in that equation is the wolf, you see. People are thinking that this life is all about shepherd and sheep. Jesus is my shepherd, I'm the sheep. So today, Father C reminds me, I'm going to try to be as better sheep to Jesus as possible, and I'm done, I'm good. Well, wait a minute. What about the wolves? The wolf is the devil and his demons. They are out to get us. The only way that we can be protected is by the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, or by huddling together as a flock. That's what we're doing here. And that's why people who don't know or missing the whole part of the equation, you know, saying, oh, I'm just a good as long as I'm a good person, I'm fine. Well, the wolf just pick you off. I don't need to go to church. I just pray at my house. Well, the wolf just picked you off. One by one, when I'm away from the flock. So my brothers and sisters, this is very important. This is our survival. Coming to church, praying together, huddling together. Be in a flock, because the wolf cannot pick us off one by one. The Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep hear my voice. I also, while on the internet, checked it. They say that on the average, Americans spend 4 hours a day, minimumly 2.5 hours a day on TV, social media, you know, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, news, any kind of things like that. Americans spend on the average minimally 2.5 hours a day, up to 6 hours a day. I think we all know what I'm talking about here, because we all do it. So here's something to think about. So every day we're spending that many hours every day to listen to somebody's voice, whether it's the newscaster on TV, okay? And they're all talking heads, you know what I mean? They drive you nuts. News are not news anymore. You know that, okay? So either you are hearing the voice of the talking heads on TV, listening to their opinions, okay? Or we're listening to the voices that are speaking out to us from social media, video games. I mean, on and on. We are spending hours hearing these voices every day. Okay, fine. The question, though, is how much time do we give to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd? That's the question. Okay? I mean, we can spend as many hours as you have on whatever you want. Fine. But how much time do we give to hear the voice of the shepherd? How many of us in this church spend, and of course the way we hear the voice of the shepherd is here we are at church. And we do that once a week, most of us on Sunday, Saturday, the eve of Sunday. So let me ask, how many of us in this church spend 1 hour every day? Remember, we spend at least 2.5 hours to 6 hours a day. How many of us spend 1 hour every day to pray or to do some sort of, you know, read the Bibles or something that help us to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? How many of us do that every day for 1 hour? I see one brave hand. Okay? Two. We're being honest. Three. Okay. How many of us spend... Let's lower the bar. Okay? We're going to be honest. How many of us spend 45 minutes every day? Now, remember the context. We're spending 2.5 to 6 hours a day hearing somebody's voice. How many of us spend 45 minutes every day to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, the voice of our Lord Jesus? How many of us do that? Raise your hands. Let me see. Okay, there are a few more of us. But you see my point here? And so today on this Good Shepherd Sunday, the question again is not whether the Lord Jesus is a good shepherd. He's God. He's the second person of Holy Trinity. He came down from heaven. He suffered and died on the cross. He rose from the dead to prove to us that he is the good shepherd to our souls, right? So he's not in question here. We are in question, the sheep. Are we being good sheep to the good shepherd? Well, we have a long way to go. So here we are. Let's start, okay? So my suggestion is after today, every one of us add a little more time that we already have done, whatever that time is. Some of us, two of us, had 1 hour a day. A few more of us have 45 minutes a day, every day we're talking about. So let's keep the bar low as long as we're trying, okay? So let's, every one of us in this church after today, add 5 more minutes to whatever time we are spending for God every day. Just add 5 more minutes. Then you can go spend 6 hours on the internet, whatever it is. Fine. Okay? So let's add 5 more minutes to the times that we are spending for God every day. Why, my brothers and sisters? Why? Because he loves us so much and we love him oh so little.